It's Only Fair, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sun Wei looks at the room they're in with some doubt. Zhao Yunlan grins at him. It's not that often that he manages to talk Sun Wei into taking time off from everything and just spend the weekend alone away from anything and everything that might try to demand their time. The nice thing is that when it does happen, Sun Wei will usually let Zhao Yunlan plan all of it. It had been a bit of a surprise at first, since it seems like the kind of thing Sun Wei might have opinions about. But after some thought, it really shouldn't surprise Zhao Yunlan that Sun Wei is ready to just follow along and give Zhao Yunlan whatever he wants. Zhao Yunlan does his best to make sure that it's something Sun Wei will actually enjoy. By now, he likes to think that he knows Sun Wei well enough that he usually does pretty well on that front. Zhao Yunlan takes a look at all the equipment in the room they've walked into. It looks a lot like a well-equipped sex dungeon in a more gentle color scheme than the black and red people seem to expect most of the time. Well, that is more or less what it is. Zhao Yunlan walks up to Sun Wei's side and brushes a kiss to his cheek. Not what you expected, he asks with amusement. Sun Wei turns his head and kisses Zhao Yunlan properly, one hand coming up to press against the side of Zhao Yunlan's throat, the other grabbing him by the waist and pulling him flush against Sun Wei. Well, Sun Wei doesn't hate it at least, Zhao Yunlan just about has the time to think, before he really doesn't think much at all for a moment, lost in kissing Sun Wei, their tongues tangling together. No, not what I expected, Sun Wei says some time later. Zhao Yunlan laughs breathily, rubbing his nose against Sun Wei's cheek. I don't have your stamina, Xia Wei. But one way or another, you'll be a whimpering puddle before we leave here, Zhao Yunlan tells him. After all, it's only fair that Zhao Yunlan returns the favor for once. Then he pulls away slightly to watch the light blush spread over Sun Wei's cheeks. Zhao Yunlan knows Sun Wei likes bottoming just as well as he likes the other things they do. It just makes him feel self-conscious. It had taken a while to figure that out. But now that he has, Zhao Yunlan is determined to make up for all the times Sun Wei might have wanted to be fucked, but couldn't quite make himself ask. He gives Sun Wei a quick peck on the lips, before taking a step back and then grabbing Sun Wei's hand. Come on, let's go look at what we actually have here, he says. Zhao Yunlan brushes his fingers against Sun Wei's fringe, pushing away the hair that's sticking to his sweaty forehead. Then he leans in to nose at Sun Wei's cheek, before pressing a small kiss to the corner of his mouth. Sun Wei just moans softly, his eyes slightly unfocused as he tries to look at Zhao Yunlan. Zhao Yunlan leans back a bit to take another admiring look at Sun Wei, strapped down onto the bench, the large dildo plunging in and out of his ass with a machine's relentlessness. Maybe they should invest in a fucking machine of their own, Zhao Yunlan thinks. It might have been hours since he tied Sun Wei down, and the machine has been fucking him non-stop since then. Zhao Yunlan tilts Sun Wei's chin up a bit and leans in to kiss him, deep and slow. Sun Wei moans against his mouth, answering the kiss sloppily. Zhao Yunlan brushes his hair away from his forehead again and then strokes Sun Wei's cheek. I'm sorry I can't do this to you myself, but you look amazing like this, Xia Wei, he says softly. Sun Wei just whimpers quietly. Zhao Yunlan gives out a low laugh and kisses Sun Wei's cheek. Then he stands up, taking his hard cock in hand. It's hard to watch Sun Wei like this and not touch himself, but he's very much been trying not to. He wants to come inside Sun Wei, not to the touch of his own hand. He grabs Sun Wei by the hair, pulling his head back. Open up for me, Xia Wei, he says. Sun Wei blinks a few times like he's not quite sure what Zhao Yunlan wants. And then obediently opens his mouth. Zhao Yunlan pushes his cock past Sun Wei's lips gently, even though he really wants to just ram himself inside that wet heat by now. He stops once most of his cock is inside Shen Wei's mouth. His thighs tremble as he tries to keep himself still. "Still okay?" he asks, even though he knows Shen Wei can't really say much at the moment. Shen Wei moans around his cock. Zhao Yunlan tightens his grip on Shen Wei's hair, and then starts fucking Shen Wei's mouth in earnest, watching as the dildo keeps sinking into Shen Wei's ass over and over again. Zhao Yunlan comes far too fast, spilling into Shen Wei's throat. He can feel Shen Wei trying to swallow around him. He waits for a few moments, enjoying the lingering effects of his orgasm before pulling out, petting Shen Wei's hair quietly. He crouches down to Shen Wei's side, taking his face between his hands. Some of Zhao Yunlan's cum has dribbled down Shen Wei's chin, and Zhao Yunlan brushes at it with his fingers before leaning in to kiss Shen Wei in a wet, sloppy kiss. He can taste himself in Shen Wei's mouth, and lust curls around in his belly lazily, even though he's just cum. He pulls back to look at Shen Wei's face, his hand under Shen Wei's chin. "Do you want to keep going?" he asks, slow and clear. Shen Wei blinks, staring at Zhao Yunlan with unfocused eyes, and then makes a low, incomprehensible sound, followed by a whimper. Zhao Yunlan laughs and nuzzles at Shen Wei's cheek. "That's a yes, right?" Zhao Yunlan asks after a moment. This time, Shen Wei manages a sound that almost sounds like agreement. The end.